Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masachet Milah Daf Yod Gimel Amud Bet at the bottom of the Amud. And we're going to take a look now at the end of the third parak. Hakein Shibarosh Ha'ilan Shel Hekdesh. Let's say we have a nest, and the nest is on top of a tree, and you're makdish the tree. So lo ne'anin v'lo mo'alin. We'll have to see where that nest came from. However, Shiba Ashera, if it's in an Asherah tree, which you're not allowed to get benefit because of Avodah Zorah, Yatiz Bekaran, knock it off with a stick, and you could use it. Obviously, use the nest, get the birds. Hamakdish et achoresh. Parenthetically, if you're makdish a copse of trees, mualin b'chulo, meaning hekdesh does apply to trees. So we have to figure out what's going on in our mishnah. Okay, itmar. We have the following machloket. Avodat kochalim shnishtabra mi'alef. You have an idol or something else we used for worship, and it broke apart on its own. An animal tore it apart, whatever it was. Biyochamar asura, it's still asura, shalkashamar muter. Why? Biyochamar asura, lobit lagoy. A goy didn't nullify it. You need a goy to mevatal vodazara. Shalkashamar muter, why? Because Meimar Amar, the goy is going to say, the practitioner who worships this thing is going to say to himself, he gufalo matzla, didi matzli? It can't even save itself. How's it going to save me? This may be kind of an acerbic comment on Shmuel Aleph Parakei, Ayin Sham. In any case, here's the challenge. Our Mishnah can't rosh elan shalakdesh ain't any moalin, but shiba ashera, that's the part we care about. Yatiz bekanet. Now my love, the itpa migufa. Aren't we talking about a nest made from the tree of the ashera itself, the wood of the ashera tree, and the uktani yatiz bekanet, which proves that even though it came from wood from the ashera tree, once the wood was broken off by birds, without the goy explicitly being mevatel it, nonetheless, it's mutar, and that's why you can knock it down and use it. Lo, the ITHC ma'almat, must be that the bird brought wood from elsewhere and built the nest. So, yachio, my shalakdish and any mu'alin, if that's the case, then why, if it's hektish, can't you get on it? It's from another tree. Ella, bikidulin ban lachar mikad, it must be that it came from that tree, and the issue is the tree itself, and the issue is that it's something that grew after the fact. Meaning, in the case of Ekdesh, or Makdish the tree, and then that little bit of bark grew afterwards and was taken off afterwards, or those twigs, and the bird made the nest from it. Hukasavra ain mo'alin b'gidulin. And our Tana holds that there is no mi'ila in gidulin, unlike Rabbi Yossi, we saw earlier. And as a result of that, the nest is really not subject to mi'ila, but l'chadchila lo nanin. Hachana mistabra, prove it. Yisaka da'itach da'iti mi'alma, if you think this nest came from the outside, Amayatiz bekaneh, why do you have to knock it out of the tree with a stick? Mishkal mishkal, just reach up and take it. You can't climb the tree because that's Shera. Just reach up and take it. We're assuming here that the nest is not higher than your reach. No, it really came from the outside. Amayatiz, yatiz afrochim. What you're knocking is to knock the chicks out because that you can't reach. So Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yerbi, afrochim, kan v'chan mutarin. Whether chicks are in the nest in an Asherah tree or in a hekdesh, you can benefit from them, you can have them, because they are independent of the mother and independent of the nest. Beitzim kan v'kan asurin. But the eggs are both asur, because they're dependent on the mother. Amravashi, im efrochim sechin le'imang beitzim damu. And if you have chicks that are still dependent on the mom, they're like eggs. Okay, last piece of gizbarim shalakhu eitzim. Mualin ba'itzim vein mualin lo b'shipuya v'lo b'nevia. If the treasurers with the fund go and buy wood for use in extending the mikdash, building something in the mikdash, whatever it may be, then me'il applies to the wood. So we've seen me'il applying to trees, we've seen me'il applying to ashes, but just the Mishnah brought that in to explain that, for instance, in the case of ashes, don't think that Mi'ilah is off because Mi'ilah doesn't apply to ashes. It's because those ashes were already had the mitzvah completed. So again, here, Mu'alin ba'itzim. Vein Mu'alin lo b'shifuya v'lo m'nevia, but Mi'ilah does not apply to the sawdust when you cut it off and not to stuff that's growing out of it like buds and leaves, etc. Okay, Amar Shmuel. Bonin b'chol, when they would build the mikdash, they would first not dedicate it, not make it kodesh. They would take materials and keep it chol. And then they would sanctify it once it was up. My tama. It's actually quite simple. When somebody gives money, he's mekadesh the money. So damatecho kedushat ma'ot abinyan. Here's the problem. is that if it remains sanctified, we can't really pay the workers with it. So the idea is that he takes the money, we're then machalal the money on the binyan, and then they're able to use the money to pay the workers who worked. Meitavei, watch this challenge. Motak tort mayosin bo. We saw this Mishnah earlier. It's a Mishnah Shkalim. We've seen it earlier in Kretot. Hayuma Fishinu Memaschahu Manin. Saw this in the first parak in the Sugi, in the first parak of Kretot in the Sugi of Ktoret. What would they do with surplus Ktoret? The end of Adar, they had surplus Ktoret and they needed all the Ktoret, like everything else, to come from the new fund. They would separate from it the amount Schar Manin. So if they owed workers for that year a few hundred dollars, they'd take a few hundred dollars worth of Ktoret. Machalin Otam Ma'otam Nina. And then they would say the Kedush of the Ktoret is on the money. The money now can't be used. Nino Talo Umanin. Then they would give the Ktoret to the Umanin. Then they would take from the new fund and they'd go buy it back from them in order to make sure that now the Ktoret was coming from the new fund. V'amai, but why do we have to go through all of that? Lechle Abinyan, why aren't they just machalo the Ktoret on the binyan that those workers worked on and then it'll be whole? So the answer is to Loika Binyan. They weren't building anything. V'amod Omnin Knani, but we're talking about workers. What else are workers doing there? So, like being Kashir Maut, they didn't build as much as they were owed, meaning maybe they're doing renovations or other things for their labor costs, but we didn't put that much capital improvement into the Mikdash. We've seen this several times in Kodshim. Shmuel's famous dictum that if you're Mechalel, Hektish, no matter worth how much on even a Shavapruta, it's Mechulal. So you could say, we're gonna take, this tiny little binyan and mechalel all of this all of the money on it and never be able to pay them. The answer is hanimila diavad. Shmuel's dictum is only if you did it. Lachatchila lo. Shmuel said, didn't say you could do that lachatchila. So Papa Mahinu Tami the bonim b'chol. He has a whole different explanation of Shmuel's rule that they have to build b'chol. Lo nina Torah malach hasharid, because the Torah wasn't given to malachim; it's given to people. The workers one afternoon may want to take a rest and lie down or sit down on the wood. So vizagalayu. So ibana bikudcha. If you were already sanctified the wood, then they're moral by lying on the wood. So therefore, we're not makdish it until it's up. Simple. Tnan hagiz barin shalakhu etaitzim moalin vayan. Our mishnah in moalin lo b'shifuyav lo nviya. From my moalin vayan. So why is there any meilah on the wood that they bought? Why don't they just do like Shmuel said, which is to buy it b'chol? So Amri the Dilma by the Mizgal Zagalayan, Rishtagal to Gamal b'Kodshim. Again, for the same reason, based on our Papa, that we should not sanctify it until after they put it up, so they don't end up lying on Hektesh and violate Mila. So our Papa is really behind the eight ball. So he answers, our Papa in Beitzim we come be'elach chnami. You're right. If we're buying Eitzim for down the pipe for the future, you're right. There would be a reason not to makdish them. What's our Mishnah talking about? Be'etzim diyome, when they're buying wood for today, so they makdish it right away, and then Me'il applies. Okay, Adran Alach Vlad Chatar, we've successfully completed our study of the third parak. We'll begin our fourth, they started the fourth parak in the next podcast, Kodshim Yizbeach, which is all devoted to the issue of Tseiruf for Shiurim. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.